We have our first guest here in studio, Bobby Sears, joining us. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm very good. Thank you.
Well, we have you here today to talk about an event that takes place 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's the 8th annual 9/11 Candlelight Remembrance Ceremony, and we'll begin with the basics. Where and when is this taking place?
It's taking place in the Ely Square at the gazebo this year, and it is September 11th. I'm sorry. It's a Wednesday night.
Okay, so that's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Hard to believe that we're almost on the anniversary of another 9/11, but this is something you started up almost a decade ago. How did this all come together?
Well, I was online one night. I was talking to the girl on the other end that I had no idea who she was at the time. And she was in the reserves and was wanting to know if anybody was going to do a service for 9/11 in the city of Elyria. And after checking, they decided that no one was going to do anything. So I said, well, let's put something together and do it ourselves. And that's how it started. And then when we finally met, she went to school with my son. So we did know each other through the years, but that's how it started to become one.
So somehow, some way, you guys were just destined to be connected from day one.
We
Interesting
were.
How it all began. Now, how has this grown over the last 8 or 9 years?
Well, the first year that we did it, we kind of just, we had a small ceremony uptown, and we had maybe, 25, 30 people. And then each year we just keep adding something different, to change it up a little bit so that we can bring more people. And through the social media, we've come to have more people each year. So hopefully this year will be good.
And you've mentioned that you only missed 1 year, and that was because it was raining a few years back. So hopefully there's no rain here in the next couple of weeks as well. But you were showing me a sheet of paper earlier that listed all the events that you guys have lined up that are a part of this. I mean, who all is involved with this?
Well, we have, of course, the mayor comes out and she says a few words. And then we have a few singers. We have a gentleman from the VFW, the commander from the VFW, David Root, comes out. Along with that, they bring the color guard from the VFW also. That's post number 1079 that comes out. This year we have added a empty table ceremony, and we also going to have a luminary ceremony where we light the luminaries, and we have a walk with the bagpiper that comes. I have a couple friends that always do me a favor and come and sing also, so it's a full rounded program.
So this is a full day of remembrance here for those who are in attendance?
Well, we do it, this starts at 7:30, and then we have to, we do everything, and then we have a video that we always show toward the end, video that we find online that's really, really shows everybody, brings them back to the day when all this started.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me earlier about the empty table. What is the empty table?
The empty table signifies it has a plate, an empty plate, and the salt. Which is in the tears of the people that cry when they remember. There's a rose that signifies the love that people have for the people that that have passed. Normally we did this at Relay for Life for cancer survivors and the cancer people that they've lost in cancer. So we're going to incorporate it into this ceremony also. And people, the luminary bags, we also tell the people they can sign, they can fill out a bag with the person's name on them. And we'll also put those on the luminaries on the ground, too.
You mentioned that the luminary is something you guys used to use in the Ely Square fountain. Of course, that's out of service for now until they get that bad boy ready to rock and roll again. But that was something you guys used to do, correct?
That we did. We floated them in the fountain. And then, of course, we took a fishnet and kind of pulled them all out for the ones that we get. But reflection. And that was one of the things that we do. We want to reflect back. We also have a table at the beginning with a couple of little flags a gentleman brings from his father and his grandfather that are folded on the table. And I did a lot of research and got a book there with every one of the people that died that day.
Wow. Okay, so I'm curious, how long does it take to put something like this together? Because there are a lot of moving pieces and parts at play here.
Well, we start early, and then, we use some of the things from the last year, but we always, like I say, we always try to add something new for the people that are coming back every year so that it's not the same. So, the empty table is going to be different, and also the luminary walk that we're going to do with our bagpiper.
About how many people do you see coming back year after year? Because this is the kind of thing that I would assume that if you've got some sort of connection, and I think we all do in some form or fashion, that this is the kind of thing you'd like to keep coming back to. About how many regulars would you say show up to this every year?
I would say at least 20, 25. And that's a good number. I think when we get up there and we go back and we start showing the video, everybody remembers where they were the day that this happened. And when that first tower hit, you know, everybody thought, I thought myself, I was at work at the hospital, and my husband called and said, you got to get to a TV or a monitor. And when I saw it, I thought it was a movie. You know, everybody was on it. But, I mean, this can't be happening. This is crazy. And then as it evolved, you know, it was just devastating.
Bobby, there's the obvious answer here. I mean, there's an obvious reason why we remember the people who unfortunately passed away that horrible day on September 11th. But what was it? Why is it that you continue this on? Why do you carry it on? Why is it so important to you? I mean, aside from that obvious.
Well, I think remembering, I mean, it was like an event in time, like, you know, that I don't like to remember, but sure. I do. And then along with a lot of the other people that are interested, like my friend Heather, who was in, you know, in partnership with me here, she was in the service and she was in the reserves. And, you know, between her and I, we want to keep this thing going. We missed 1 year and it was like it wasn't the same.
Wow.
Everybody's got a story as to where they were when they went, this went down. You mentioned that you were at work when this went down. Kind of replay for us. What was going through your mind when you saw this go down? And you mentioned your husband said, get to a TV.
Correct.
Because, like I said, it's always fascinating to hear what was going through the minds of everyone when they saw this going down. I remember I was in college, and it was just, you know, it was only not quite 20 years ago, but it's amazing how different it was back then. Because now you would look at your phone and you'd see everything happening. Right. You would know instantaneously. Back then, if you were at work or, you know, if you were driving around, chances are you didn't pick up on what was happening immediately. Now it's totally different. But, you know, how long did it take you to process all that was going down?
Well, it took me, you know, when I went, like I said, like when I went there and watched it on the computer, it was like, you know, unbelievable. And then, you know, I came back in and told the other girls what was going on. And then when I got home, I could not stop watching it. You know, I think, oh, boy, this is what's going to happen next. I just, you know, and I couldn't stop watching it. And that was like for the next few days, that's all you could see.
What's going to happen next, I think, scared all of us at the time. And, you know, the beauty of all this is people say on 9/12, like that was the one day that we can remember where everybody finally came together and was on the yes. same page about everything, always willing to help everybody out. And, you know, people say, you know, as awful as 9/11 was, we all kind of wish that if we could go back to one day, it would be 9/12, because everybody was willing to help everybody else on 9/12 in 2001. What are some of the other stories that you hear from folks who attend this event every year? Because, again, it's fascinating to hear that perspective from everyone. And you mentioned you have a lot of regulars that come to this event every year. Do you get some of those different perspectives about where people were and what they were thinking when this went down?
I think basically everybody had the same feeling. You know, the ones of people that, you know, speak it there, or the ones that speak up and say, well, you know, at the day of, that they couldn't believe it at first. And the same thing, you know, no matter where they went, it was on the television. Everybody was talking about it. It was on the radio. And you just watched it because, you know, you wanted to see, you know, and it was sad. But, you know, and then, of course, you watched it when the first responders got there and, you know, the fire department. And it was just, you know, overwhelming.
It is. It's still eerie to see some of those videos and the live footage that was taken at the time. And some of it, you know, I think we see it now almost 20 years later, and it still just sends chills up your spine to see what some of those people actually went through. You mentioned there's a video that you guys show at the very end. Can you clue us in as to what's on this video or what this video involves?
This video just is a narration, too. It shows a lot of the pictures from there. We try and keep it, you know, not, you know, to where it's not too badly, you know, too bad of the bad part, you know, the things that they show.
Too graphic.
Too graphic. That's the word I was looking for. And, but, you know, because we have a lot of children there, and too, and a lot of them weren't, you know, even alive, or they were too young to realize that what happened that day. And so when they do that, I think that opens up conversation between everybody as to what happened that day, really, between the parents, too. So that was a good thing.
You guys are also taking donations at this event as well. Just give us an idea as to what you guys are accepting donations for at this particular event.
Well, the thing of it is Heather and I are, you know, the basic ones that do this. I mean, you know, everything comes out that we do. You know, we have printing, you know, we print up all the flyers and get those around. And anything that you have to do to advertise, you actually have to pay for. So basically that's what it is. It's, you know, just helping to put the program on. So, I mean, any donation is, any even a small donation is more than welcome.
Very good. Okay, well, again, it's the 8th Annual 9/11 Candlelight Remembrance Ceremony, a community celebration, Wednesday, September 11th, 7:30, right outside the studios here of downtown Elyria at Ely Square.
And bring a lawn chair, please, because the seating is limited due to the construction of the fountain.
Well, hopefully they're done with that fountain here soon. Might not be done in the next 2 weeks, but hopefully it's done here relatively soon. Bobby, thank you so much for coming in studio and telling us all about the ceremony. We look forward to seeing you out there in a couple weeks.
And I thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return for more fun and excitement after this here on AM 930 WEOL and the new 100.3.